Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 per hour plus a $175 weekly bonus for some shifts. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Bet Rivers Sportsbook has supercharged its iOS app. Download the update today from the Apple App Store and see the difference for yourself. Must be 21 or over to play. Playable only in Indiana. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back, welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. And people, if you're local, this is going to be a day for you. If you know what team is the team to be around and get ready for a year, this is the show for you. Steve Roberts in the building, Brian Hall in the booth.
Man, what a great weekend. What a great weekend. Beautiful weather. Beautiful, you know, just I had a lot going on. And then I look down the weather and I see 80s and 90s this week. It's just, it's a beautiful time to be alive.
Is it 80s and sunny or is it 80s and gray?
You know, does it matter?
Yeah. It does. I want the sun.
Well, I do too, but I mean, listen, no, I did see some sun.
That's a terrible question, Steve. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, I know. You really killed the vibe there. I did. I got a lot going on, and I was really excited about the weekend that was. My son had a good weekend sports-wise.
I'm listening.
Had a pretty good basketball game. I finally got him to start cutting to the basket, so he had a couple backdoor cuts.
I thought that was genetic.
Yeah, well, I thought so too. obviously, it's not. I feel like this one, even though I will say all the work I'm putting in here, I do think the next one may be a little more easy. But he started cutting to the basket, you know, going up, scoring.
Isn't it so rewarding when you can get him to take a little advice and he gets an instant result on it?
Well, it wasn't instant. This has been going on for a while. But point guard was coming down. He kind of cuts back to the back or back door, gives him a target. Just like I said, it was perfect. Goes up, scores, and then he kind of glanced over at me, and I was like, "Let's go!"
Oh, geez.
Like, let's go. That's it.
Concentrate on the game, son.
I know, but no, with him, we do it. So then he gets to the football game the next day, catches one, makes a move, 20 yards, takes it down the field. Scores.
He didn't get caught from behind?
He didn't. He was moving and caught 3 extra points. So he is – I'll tell you what. He has a tremendous nose for the football at the tight end position. Here's the problem. And this is what I tell him. It's how I talk to him, just like I'm talking to y'all right now. I said, son, I watch how you turn around and immediately go up and find the ball. Like, he knows what he's doing. He's got to get the athleticism to right. back it up, man. Right. I'm telling him, I'm like, son, it's all there.
You can track it.
But you have to get the athleticism to make some of those plays or else you're worthless, you know. So it's one of those
you're worthless
things.
To the team.
No, well, at that position, you're worthless to as a tight end. So,
jeez, Steve.
We'll see, man. He's growing. So it was a good weekend there. My other son is still, you know, he's got his cast off, but he's still walking a little limpy. But he's a psychopath, so he'll get over it. And then that's about all I got on him. He's crazy. But yeah,
I took an L this weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I don't think I took any L's this weekend.
I took a nice one, Steve. It was I tried to do something horrible, and I deserved to take this L, Steve.
Okay.
And you just like talking about it. I was really like, what did I do this weekend? I had no idea what I did this weekend. Really, and just enjoyed myself.
Okay.
Well, so guess what I tried to do. Swap cars with Jalen.
Oh, why?
Listen, Steve, I didn't know what kind of car he was working with as of recently, right?
Yeah.
And he finally told me, you know, what he had, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I'm going to come and we're going to swap out.
Fair enough.
Listen, son, you're going to be up in Detroit. All that salt and all that like bad Detroit driving. How about you just on the way up there, you just stop by here.
Yeah.
And we just swap and then you can take my car.
Okay.
And you can put the miles on it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I don't mind. I mean, I can I can deal with the Detroit miles.
You know.
And listen, I don't drive so often. So your car would be much safer with me and just, you know, just leave it here.
Okay. So how comfortable are we saying what the swap would have been? I'm not saying give away your car, but nobody knows Jalen, so maybe nobody's gonna know Jalen's car.
I'll give you a good hint.
Right. Okay. Fair enough.
It's. I think Mac has the same one.
Okay. Okay. That's fair enough.
Yeah, just leave it there.
Well,
he went swap.
Well,
okay. And I can't believe he just wouldn't like. I'm not even having the success. Look, I wasn't really serious. But I didn't tell him I wasn't serious.
Yeah.
So it floated out there like it was a real question.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm not playing this game with you.
Listen. It's funny you bring up cars because I kind of had a slow your roll moment this weekend too with cars.
I'm listening.
Okay, so we go out to the new place and we're doing some things out there, kind of eating and was doing a few things. And my son, like, we're going around and I kid you not, I've seen a Ferrari.
Mm-hmm.
There was a Lamborghini. There was a G-Wagon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is all things we just see. Not everybody's got this. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we have nice cars. I mean, like, right. at our house. So, like, I'm not worried about that. But you see some of these things, and it was like, you know, a few Porsches. There was a Rolls Royce at one. I was like, okay. For one, I'm like, put these in the garage, please. Mm-hmm. You psychopaths. They're parked on the road, which is insane.
they got good insurance.
So, anyways, there's a lot of Teslas.
Mm-hmm.
So my wife is like, I think I want one of these.
Right.
So we're like, I'm like, all right, yeah, whatever, you know. So anyways, day goes by and she's like, I can tell. No, I really want one of these. Like, let's go look at one. Uh-huh. She sends me three. So we go, okay, and I actually look at a Tesla.
Right.
I wish you could have saw my face when the guy said, I said, so a fully charged one, how many miles would I get to this? It was a 2013 we were looking at, to be fair. He was like, oh, yeah, you can go about 250 miles. I was like, what? I said, I couldn't get to Gatlinburg on that. And he's like, well, yeah, but you know. I said, well, how long do they take to charge? He's like, well, a couple days. You know, I was like,
No,
absolutely not. I was like, that's a terrible idea. It was the worst thing I ever heard. I was like, look, I felt so county. I was like, no. I put gas in my truck and drive for
man. Hell no.
I was like, sir, I can put two tanks of gas in my truck and I can make it all the way to Orlando. Absolutely not.
Yeah,
this is madness.
No shade to you Tesla drivers out there.
No, they're amazing cars. They're amazing cars. But and it kind of freaked me out because they showed me under the trunk or under the hood. You know what's under the hood of a Tesla?
A trunk.
It's maybe. A trunk.
Yeah, right.
I was like, this is weird. I was like, no, I don't. I was like, it's not me.
That was like the first time I had to jump a Volvo or something. It's like, where's the battery?
No, I was like, I said, so what's in the trunk? He was like, oh, it's more room. I was like. So like I'm like, this is weird, man. And then they start talking about, they're like, oh, and then you can put it on autopilot. And I'm like, nah, I'm out. I was like, no, I'm not driving a transformer around. I was like, absolutely not.
Listen, I never felt more judged than when Jalen asked me, you know, would I drive the car? And I'm just like, no, son.
I know what you're talking about. So I bet that's nice. Yeah. I bet it. And with him, listen, and he's Mac-ish money. So I'm sure it's nice. No,
he's not Mac-ish money. He saved pretty good, though. He's pre-Louisville Mac-ish money.
Yes. Fair enough.
I'm like, son, I learned driving a stick. I'm not letting somebody else drive this car for me. Look, I'm not doing iRobot Will Smith. They take control from the station. And look, all of a sudden, I'm driving to the police station or something. Minority reporters. I'm like, no, I'm probably going to just stick to driving my own car.
Yeah, that's fair.
Just enjoy it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so also big sports weekend. If you're the University of Kentucky, you had a big weekend. Jalen Hardy. You get Jalen Hardy. Nolan Hickman comes back to Kentucky. Good weekend for the Cats.
Where is Nolan Hickman going, Steve?
Gonzaga. Yeah. Yeah, Gonzaga.
Where's Jalen Hardy going?
The G League.
But they did get Paolo Banchero.
Oh, yeah. They went to Duke. Yeah, back in the day. Okay, so.
But you're going to get a transfer. Their fortunes are going to change, Steve, because they're going to get a transfer.
Yeah.
From Georgia.
Ooh. Okay. Okay.
Is that what we're doing now?
It's fair enough.
Your season changes with a transfer from Georgia?
I mean, listen. Well, to be fair, though, he is.
He let
5 foot eight.
No.
So.
No. How tall is he for?
He's 5 foot eight.
He's a great assist guy, though, Steve.
I mean, to be fair.
Because they told me, you know.
Jared West is only 5'11", so.
Yeah, right. They told me Jared West couldn't play at this level because
he's
5'11".
Well, maybe Louisville will go get the Georgia guard that's like 6'3".
How fun would that be?
We'll take the Georgia guard that's going to waste your Georgia guard. Hey, mouse in the house, you give me a little 5'8 kid.
And here's the thing. That's right up Max Alley.
That ain't John Wall.
That's right up Max Alley. Just, hey, young fella.
Hey.
Look at this video.
Yeah.
Look at this video. This is how we do. I need you here a little. But that's a little bit of shade element. So, Steve, anything going on moving forward this week? Anything exciting that you know about?
And let me be clear. I have no idea. They're getting the Georgia guard.
I don't
think they are, but whatever. Yeah. No,
and, so funny. And we're just joshing with the guard play. We'll see.
Yeah. No, Louisville will get another guy. I just don't know when.
Okay, so now we're to Monday.
Okay.
Are you past the revision of the weekend, or is there anything else you want to address before we go into what Monday brings moving forward?
Oh.
Brian Hall in
the
booth.
Brian,
what's going on, my man? How was your weekend?
Well, not too much. It was pretty busy. We were working most of it, but I did get a little getaway to the lake for about a half day.
Hey.
It was went down to Nolan Lake. The water was a little bit high, so we couldn't really, and it was still a little cold, so we didn't really go out on the water a whole lot, but a buddy brought a property down there. He bought a new custom pontoon that's not going to be coming until August, but he's kind of preparing a spot on his property to build a garage for the pontoon so he can store it down there, and so we went down there and helped him out and had a little bonfire.
What was your beer of choice?
I did Bud Light that day.
What made you go Bud Light? That's what was there?
Bud Light's kind of my go-to domestic beer.
For like a long day?
It wasn't too long of a day. I mean, honestly, he was down there most of the week, and we were just kind of coming for some extra help and kind of more of a break for him. So there wasn't a whole lot of work that I put in.
Fair enough. So you did what I'm going to do with when Steve moves stuff. I'm going to just show up and
You're going to be a supervisor.
point around.
Just say, well, listen, if you are a moving company, you want to get in touch with Nate Huber or the office and want to maybe work a little something, you know what I'm saying, that would be a nice help.
No, you don't even have to say like, hey, listen, we work with businesses for trade of services and advertisement. We work with businesses, in every way. Yeah, that's not like a homie hookup or anything like that. No, like Steve, you know how many people are listening right now to know about the announcement, the press conference that Coach Mack is finally going to have?
Yeah.
Everybody wants to know how we feel. Like, what do we see coming? They want to be prepared.
I know.
But and they get prepared through us. We are like the final exam study guide, you know, and we're the final exam study guide from the cool teacher. You know how, like, if you show up for that extra non-mandatory a study session or something, and then the teacher ends up giving you the exact same test, but the people who didn't show up or you know how you have those cool teachers that just get you ready for the exam,
yeah,
and give you all the answers.
Yeah.
Voila.
That's us.
That's us.
That's us, and we'll do that. But before we do that, before we get to that, because I do want to get to that, because y'all know we are excited about the hire, and I'm excited about what Coach Mack has to say, and we're going to give you some actual sound from the hire to listen.
Expected hire?
Expected hire. I'm sorry. Expected hire. What if he just pulls out some other crappy name? We're like,
what?
What?
Yeah, I thought about
the guy
that.
From Penn State.
I have thought about that. Like, that is a nightmare.
Yeah, that would be terrible. Especially after we were so hype about this. But before we do.
If he does it, I'm not going to like the guy.
Speaking of hype.
If he went to anybody.
No, else. I hate the guy. Better not move in my subdivision.
Okay, speaking of hype.
Speaking of hype, Louisville football this morning. Season tickets went on sale. Little hype video from Jordan Watkins, local kid.
Was it coincidence?
And it was beautiful.
What was there a meaning behind using Jordan Watkins being a Louisville guy? Was there a meaning behind he might be an effective football player? Was there any, or am I just reading into it a little too much extra?
Well, no, there's probably a little bit of all of it. I mean, he's a kid. It reminds you, you know, when they're like, they come in and take whoever they want. No, they don't. We wanted Jordan Watkins. And he was committed to Kentucky, and we were like,
wait a minute. What was that?
Yeah, yeah. Jordan Watkins committed to Kentucky, and we were like, no, we like you.
Wait a minute, Steve, because I got to address something now publicly.
Okay.
Brian Hall, I got to address something publicly. I think we got beef. I think we got beef. I think we got studio beef, Brian.
With who?
Now Steve has reminded me on where the shade came from. So, Brian, if you were listening, listen, there's a show, comes out of this station, award-winning show from 7 to 10. It's called The Drew Diener Show, right?
Yeah.
I was honored, you know, to join the show for, you know, 15 minutes, right? And Drew was kind of discussing the hype video, and I say hype video, but it was kind of calm, but it was a video nonetheless, right? So, you know, I personally enjoy the hell out of these videos, you know, coming out of your football department, right? I enjoy watching the stadium. I enjoy that they're reminding people on how nice your facilities are. I enjoy that people are getting reminded that, you know, that like all the, you know, all the good energy. I enjoy that stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And again, I enjoy the fact that I know y'all are enjoying it more than I enjoy the actual video. So I'm happy for everybody getting this video, right? Jordan Watkins did a great job, right? What Steve just told me is going to come into play a little later on. So, you know, I'm excited, and everybody knows. When I'm on, you know, when I get excited on this stuff, you can hear it through the radio. So, guess what somebody said to me this morning?
What'd they say?
If you're getting that excited about a video, your team must really suck.
Sounds about right.
Who do you think said that to me?
Strebel.
Dan Issel.
Oh.
That's your one, Dan. That's your one.
He gets one free pass.
Listen. You're Dan now. You asked me to call you Dan. I'm going to gladly oblige now.
Yeah.
You are Daniel.
Dan, we laid off you.
Big D.
Listen.
That's what you're calling. He doesn't go from Dan to Big D.
Dan. You asked me to call you Dan. Listen, I laid off you. You know, I laid off your boys in your surroundings. I know you bleed deeply for your school. That was your one.
It's fair.
Any more shade, like that. And Steve reminding me, see, I almost tried to write that off as it wasn't shade, even though it's not shade when you say it directly to my face. But
yeah, it's pretty straightforward, actually. Yeah. Now to think about it.
Yeah, I really don't know what I was going to do about it. But, Steve, I almost dismissed it. But now that you told me that was Joe, I'm going to assume that he knows exactly who that is on that video.
Yeah.
And you knew it was Jordan Watkins. And when you heard the name Jordan Watkins, you said, is that that son of a gun who decommitted from the University of Kentucky to go to Louisville? I'm going to assume you know all this. And I'm going to assume that energy that I received from you came straight from that.
Fair enough.
That was your one.
That was one.
That was one.
I like it.
Do you support me on this?
I do. I will support you on this. I will back you up from a distance.
Brian, you know what me and Steve were talking, what Steve and I were talking about the other day?
What's that?
This is a serious question. Now, we're not going to say his age, right? But a serious question. One man, one-on-one, Steve Rummage versus Dan Issel. Right now.
What was the first question he asked? Is that what I'm supposed to say?
Could I beat him up?
Who'd win a fight?
Oh. Well, I mean, you know, age is pretty different there.
Have you ever had Dan Issel grab your arm?
Dan Issel looks like
Dan's big. I mean, Dan is huge.
He looks like he has one more left in him.
I know.
And if I mean, listen, we were just joking about it, right?
So Steve's actually like legitimately scared because he's talking about his grip.
Listen, I'm like, because we were having, and they had no idea, but we're sitting there watching them, and we're like, I'm like, could I beat him up?
Listen, and I'm talking.
Dan Issel is a whatever age he is, man, that could beat up a 30-year-old.
Yeah, no, that's the point. He's a Furian.
Yeah,
he's a Furian. He comes from a different stock.
He's a big dude, man.
Yeah, like, you know how you can just see, like, down, like.
He played in the physical days of basketball.
Yeah, too. No, it's like, it's a Hall of Famer from the physical days. Like when Steve talks about Wally Scooter, mm-hmm. Rodney McRae, if you see them, Robbie and D-Webb, like, when you see them all up close, you're like, y'all bones are just different, right?
Yeah.
So, it was like, I mean, listen, Dan's recovery might not be great, but for that fight, I think he'll beat Steve.
I'd have to Logan Paul him.
Yeah.
Okay, so the video got you excited, though.
Yes.
Okay, that's what I wanted to make sure.
The part about it is that first, again, I'll snapshot.
Yeah.
Notre Dame crowd, you know, one of those crowd, yeah. Like, because I feel like the camera was right where we were sitting. You know, and I think they used a video from a Notre Dame night game.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, blackout or something. But it's just like one of those, like, when those crowd shots are just like, man.
Are you, I mean, I know how we feel. Obviously, the question is, you know, I'm sure it's been asked. But, I mean, you think people are excited to kind of get back into it. Because, I mean, obviously, guys like us, we're like, yeah.
What do you mean?
150,000, let's go.
Right.
But I do.
No, Steve, I said it this morning. Steve, if you are squeamish about attending, I'm assuming that's what you're talking about.
Right.
If you're squeamish.
Because, like, Disney and stuff kind of removed some of their mandates. Because we got people we know down there that they're like, man, it's awesome. You know?
Yeah, right.
Kinda like, yeah, it's kind of cool.
Listen,
so.
If you're squeamish.
Yeah.
That means on the fence. You're not, like, a bunker down now. Like,
sure.
If your life hasn't changed, I'm not talking
to
you.
We always separate the 2% on each side. There's some people who's like, I care less. I'm terrified.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. I do notice a lot of times when people are trying to make an argument, they take the small percentage of the extreme, and it's like, okay, that's everybody. Everybody's pissing on each other at the Derby. No, nobody's pissing on each other.
Right.
Maybe one or two people in the infield.
Yeah, one year. right. But yeah. Listen. If you're on the fence about being out and about, and that UCF game comes up, and you choose to sit that one out, but you're on the fence, if you've thought about it, it'd be one of the worst regrets of your life.
Yeah.
Because I can't promise you the next game after UCF is going to be the weather's going to be nice or anything like that.
Yeah.
I got a feeling UCF weather's going to be awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Texture says they live in Tampa. Said it's gotten back to normal there. So it's incredible. So that's cool. Yeah, thanks for listening, too.
Right. So here's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That UCF, for the people that's ready to get out.
Yeah.
Ready to hit these games.
Yeah.
That are saying, okay, I choose to go back to
now we play EKU before then. So, okay, let's put this caveat.
You know what? That shook me up. That's great.
But see, let's put this caveat. What happens in game one?
EKU game one?
No. You beat Ole Miss. I think EKU becomes a barometer. You don't. I think EKU is something, but then UCF then becomes like, okay, now people, okay, because you beat you look solid against Ole Miss, you beat EKU up like you should, no, all due respect to EKU, and then
UCF becomes a bigger
UCF,
game.
I think then, yeah, so, okay. But if you were to win in Atlanta.
Dude, I don't want to do that.
I think people are going to be out for EKU.
I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that.
Can you imagine?
That would be the best tailgate.
Can you imagine what Louisville fans would be like? Say Malik comes out. We're running it. We're throwing it.
If you upset Ole Miss, EKU tailgate would be the tailgate of your life.
Our defense just looks boom. You know, we're like, we're leaving Atlanta. Like, yeah. Because let me be clear.
If you have a Sugar Bowl.
I'm sorry I'm going there. Well, listen, Ole Miss isn't the third-ranked Gators. Okay, let's calm down there.
No, but I'm just talking about the energy of that.
There's something about going down to Atlanta or New Orleans in SEC country.
Why would you do that today, Steve?
And getting we've been there. When you went down there and you played Auburn, and it was like, we're in y'all's house, man. And Ole Miss, Atlanta, especially Atlanta, because Atlanta is the SEC's house. I know, and for Kentucky football fans that don't know, Atlanta, if you go about 6 hours south, it's in Georgia. that's where you guys have a game called the SEC Championship game that exists. And they play best team from the East plays the best team from the West. I know a lot of them, they don't know. They just think it kind of
skips the
ball. When
was the last time they were in the SEC Championship game?
Jesus God.
Brian Hall, when was the last time Kentucky was in the SEC Championship game?
Probably like the 1950s.
Can you check, please?
Never.
Or ever.
Can you check?
I'll check it.
Yeah, and I'll spoil it for you. Never. So
You're not. I mean, I really want to know. 80s?
I mean, are you kidding me?
It got to be. It can't be farther than the 80s.
There's no chance. Maybe what did Bear Bryant maybe have him in there? Wasn't he there for a little bit?
Bear Bryant was what, 50s, 60s?
Okay. Well, while Bryant's looking up to tell you never,
Kentucky has never been in the SEC championship game.
I'm blown away. But when you go down to Atlanta and you play an SEC team, there is a primalness if you come out of there with a win that is going to be like, yes! Like what we did to Auburn in the second half. Dude, I remember that. I've never almost gotten into an altercation at a game except leaving Atlanta that day.
That second half.
Oh, just drunk SEC fan, just... You know how it is, you know, and then like kind of say something to our group, you know what I'm saying? And I was one of the smaller guys in our group, to be fair. But you know, it's like, it's why freshmen just waxed y'all. You know what I mean? Like y'all y'all got one, y'all are lucky we didn't play him for one more quarter.
Right.
If we started him in the second half, we'd blown y'all out, man. Like, are you kidding? And dude, the disrespect they feel when you're a Louisville.
Because you hit an
and
nerve.
You come down there and you're like, because you know, you watched it. We bust y'all in the second half, man. Like, you know what I mean? Y'all couldn't score.
We brought in a backup quarterback.
Yeah,
y'all
and like
stop.
I said, and our defense, after we got our feet up under us, y'all didn't score again. And we handed y'all two touchdowns, literally. Literally, on an interception and a fumble. We gave you 14, you know. So, anyways, if you go down there.
We gave y'all that interception on that opening play.
Oh, my gosh, dude. And if you go down there, though, and you get them, I think coming back, and this is back to the whole point, coming back, I don't care if it's EKU or not, man.
That's going to be a
people are going to be like, let's go. let's enjoy
so
this
so
one.
So if you beat Ole Miss, COVID goes away here.
Yeah.
That was your last restrictive policy.
Yeah.
And
it's like, because you're going to come back, let's beat EKU, and let's set up for 2-0 Louisville to come bring in UCF, and God forbid if you let us win that one.
God, help us if you win against Ole Miss and EKU.
We're 3-0.
Marcus and Steve. It's just gonna be different.
You ever seen the South Park meeting with the guy just sitting there?
Yeah. The computer. The internet access room. I'll tell you what, on that note, we'll get ready for basketball talk. Let's take a quick commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville.
Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 per hour plus a $175 weekly bonus for some shifts. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Bet Rivers Sportsbook has supercharged its iOS app. Download the update today from the Apple App Store and see the difference for yourself. Must be 21 or over to play. Playable only in Indiana. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Pull that down, Brian, because I'm just way too nervous. Steve, you got anything else for the people before we get started into our good stuff?
Yeah, let's go. I want to remind people to address a competitive hiring climate in the Louisville area. UPS will offer a retention and attendance bonus to 2021. Starting pay will be about $14.50 per hour. Employees on select shifts will receive an additional $300 weekly attendance bonus. Learn how you can graduate debt-free. Also, UPS is now offering a $100 attendance Sunday bonus for all employees that have Sunday through Thursday. Sunday through Thursday work week. Now offering $75 bonus for all night shift employees, not including the 100. So if an employee works Sunday through Thursday, their weekly bonus is $175. Visit upsjobsky.com for more information. Also, let's remind everybody about our great partners over at Louisville FC. ESPN Louisville is your radio home for Louisville City FC. The boys in purple are back in action Saturday. FC plays San Diego Loyal at 7:30 p.m. on all ESPN Louisville stations and the ESPN Louisville app. And don't forget to catch Soccer City on Thursday from 6 to 7 on ESPN 680 105.7. I wanted to tell you, too, the other night, man, I got to talk to Lance. The PA guy, man, and great guy. He's a really, really good guy, man. He enjoys the show. He listens to
really,
yeah. He grew, you know. He was talking about growing up as a Louisville fan, so of course he knows you. You know, I mean, and it's I think he's about your age.
Okay,
I mean,
yeah. I would want you to clean up. Like, is it one of those? Oh, Marcus.
Yeah, yeah.
6 years old, I used
to. Yeah, no. I don't think that's the case. If it is, Lance, I'm sorry. But no, great dude, man. So yeah, and I know he they mess around with there on the soccer team.
Yeah, I hope they're really
targeting. They do a good job.
I hope they're really targeting that 12-day. We're gonna do a good job of promoting that as well.
Also, they're kind of opening back up too here soon. I think in the next week or two, they're gonna have a game that's gonna be.
I think 75% is coming up, and then they're gonna go on June 12th. They're gonna go full. It'll be full.
Yeah,
because on 11th is the day.
Man, and listen, I'm guilty.
Those pictures are beautiful, man.
Here's the thing: I'm guilty of. I live around here, and I've never really been by that stadium since it's been finished. And the other day, I left here, and I was riding over to the new residence, and I took a different way because I was like, of course, you're putting the GPS, and you're like, wait a minute. I'm like 15 minutes from it from here. Like, why would I go all the way back to Gene Snyder? It's like I could just go down 71. So I went that way, but I passed the stadium, and I was just like, God, that's amazing, man. I mean, it's amazing. If you even – listen – if you don't know a lick about soccer,
the stadium.
I would take my kids, go out there, enjoy a game. I can imagine that place is going to be insane. The lights are amazing. Like the show, it's like I tell people about wrestling. Even if you don't like it, the show live, the whole spectacle is entertaining. So, like, even if you're not a quote unquote soccer fan, and I think we do good here in Louisville at not being shaming, you know. You know, it's like, no, we know who the hardcore fans are, and we know who's just here to enjoy the game. But we can all get behind it, you know. But, yeah, it was cool.
I got into soccer because
– had a Barclays Center feel.
That's funny.
The outside of it does,
I went to when I was in France.
Yeah.
It just happened to be right across the street.
That's like next level crap.
Oh, here's what's funny. I had a soccer stadium – I'm talking about Steve from this seat right here.
Yeah.
To the laundry and tan connection across the street.
Yeah.
Was the front door to a soccer stadium. And it was like an older one, like, like a Coliseum brick and mortar and concrete kind of thing. Right.
Yeah.
And one morning I just got up on a Sunday morning. I walked over to the gate. I mean, that thing was wide open. I went in there. That field was like perfectly manicured. And I was like, it was one of those things like, people wouldn't dare even disrespect this place by playing on it. You know what I'm saying? And they didn't even have games, or just some youth games. And I'm like, this is a Coliseum size stadium, and it's open. It's just
no, I know.
Yeah. So once I went in there and checked that place out, it was awesome. I saw, you know, they had a game over there one day.
That's like a religious experience. Yeah.
Ever since then, I'm like, I'm in.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So I'm pretty pumped about that.
Appreciate the shout out to FC though. Yeah, like I said, we'll definitely do a better job of promoting.
At this point, I assume we're gonna probably push off.
Yeah, we should
until the second hour.
We should.
In the second hour, we're gonna
I got boatloads. Yeah, I got boatloads of information of conversation.
We're gonna get very nerdy in the second hour about expected hire Ross McMaines, and I think a lot of you are gonna enjoy that. But I would hate for the first hour to go by without saying, I mean, are we going to shout out Jordan Wara, 34 last night? What, 34 and 14 or something like that, right?
What was his final number? I think I just retweeted it without reading the actual numbers he put up, but it's in the tweet.
Well, while you're doing that.
Yep, 34 and 14.
Yeah, I mean, while you're doing that, I mean, Jordan Wara, 34 and 14 last night. The Jazz clinched the number one seed in the West. I mean, like, you know, Terry Rozier, every time you look up, is putting up a new career high, and he's playing for a spot in the playoff.
The Jordan Wara thing, I listened to Drew and Perrin kind of discuss it this morning.
Of course, Trez with the Lakers. That big time dunk this weekend.
Of course,
Trez. Up in Indy.
Have we just turned Trez into like, yeah, of course he dominates. So
and Trez does what he does.
I heard Perrin and Drew talking about Jordan Wara.
Okay.
At first, they congratulations, Jay Scrub. You know, getting in there, getting a start.
So I
thought he did. Out there,
that, he did. That, you good know, for him.
The
man.
Conversation came out there, and then you know, they're talking about Jordan Wara, and you know, they didn't think he would. Like, they just went straight to Jordan's going to come in there and go get dominated by Jimmy Butler, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then I hear process in the background just, oh, God, he's going to kill him, right? It was one of those things. And not that I'm saying that Jimmy Butler isn't just awesome. But I just still want to make sure that everybody knows clearly where I stand as far as Jordan Wara.
Yeah.
Jordan Wara, I think, is going to make some playoff appearances. Go look at the tweet coming out of the basketball office. Go look at Jordan's body out there with those other people. Go look at Jordan's size and strength and the way he bumps people off of him. How big is Jimmy Butler? Do you know, Brian? I think he's one of your players you kind of like.
He's like 6'6", but I'll look it up.
Mm-hmm. Like, don't act like Jordan War is not a young, strong-bodied bull.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's not the type to just go in there and get bullied by anybody. So,
right.
Pairing, process, Drew, I'm telling you.
6'7", 230.
That's what Jimmy Butler is?
That's Jimmy Butler.
What's Jordan measure?
6'8", 225.
Who's that?
Jordan War.
Okay, yeah.
So they're about the same. They're about the same size.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah. They're
like,
about the same like, exact size. Jordan's got an inch on him. He's got 5 pounds on
right,
him.
Right, right. Yeah. And you know, like I said, like don't just if he gets on the court, yeah, kill him. Just no.
Well, I think we forget how routine. For instance, we're sitting in the center. We're playing
Butler
Miami.
Can kill anybody, but
oh, gosh,
Jordan
yes.
can do his thing too. Like,
well, to score 34 in an NBA game is not just easy. You know,
right.
So, but I'm
and
saying
the way he does it with strong moves.
How routine did it become for us to set? We were sitting in the center specifically. This is the one that came to mind because I was sitting next to that annoying lady, the ESPN lady. When she comes, she's just like, whatever. So, anyways, we're sitting there watching. Miami comes out. Miami's smoking hot. You know, first half, you're like, hey, man, this might be a game today. And then I think we're down 13 or whatever. Just 5 straight plays. Jordan War, 3, bang, bang. Takes to the hole, bucket. Jordan War, 3, bang, 3, bang. You're like, he just went on a 15-0 run. I mean, you looked up and you were like, it was routine, though. Yes. You're like, yeah, Jordan.
Yeah, you're right.
Jordan saved us, baby.
Listen.
Hey, high five. And then you forget. You're
most
like,
people don't even remember that.
That's
they don't
what
even
I'm saying.
Remember that.
No, and we went on to win that game pretty big. And it's like, but you don't remember. You're
Jordan,
like,
Jordan finally woke up.
Yeah, and it's like, dude, he just took over the game. Like, he just was like, okay, I'm the best player out here. You know, and it was just like, oh, in a two, three-minute stretch, he scored 15 points. And we're just like, well, how about that?
And again, he's not a pushover. He looks lethargic when he plays. He's not a pushover on the defensive end.
Right.
Like, don't, like I said, don't just write off like Jordan's just, you know, like he's a dude.
Yeah. Texter says, I have to ask because I don't understand why does Warren not play more when he does play, puts big numbers up. The NBA is kind of like, they've got to trust you, man. They've got a rotation. And so when he's getting in, and this is what Marcus is saying, every time he gets in, he puts numbers. Now, the NBA is not going to just say, oh, you do come in one time, scored, you know, he shot 17 times and ended up with 16 points or whatever.
Right.
You know, like, they're going to say, let's see how productive this guy
right.
is.
Right, we're watching your analytics.
Yeah, yeah, like, let's see how productive. And Jordan is gaining that trust, and that's why I think you will see him in the playoffs.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I listen. And here's the thing. This isn't new, y'all. 2 weeks ago, I called my boy, you know, back in Clarksville. I said, hey, man, this is a guy, like, we're talking playoff stuff, and he was talking about Greek Freak this and all this. And I said, hey, I think Milwaukee is saving a guy, you know, and he's going to unveil him in the playoffs. This guy's going to make a little noise.
Yeah.
His name is Jordan War, Mike. It's like, you listen for that name when these playoffs start. It's going to surprise y'all. It's not going to surprise me. Again, I'm just saying. Look at him around other players, and look at his frame and the speed. You know, and the
yeah.
like he doesn't have to play out of control at all
because
he's strong,
yeah,
and he can shoot, really shoot.
Yeah,
watch out. Yeah, like I said, if he comes in, I really do hope he gets put in the game with Jimmy Butler.
Yeah,
because I want y'all to see him.
Well, and I mean, what, that's the first round
put
matchup,
it this way,
right?
I bet he'll bring it out of Jimmy.
Yeah.
I bet he can bring it out of Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, he'd make him play.
Yeah, you're right. That's what I mean. Like,
and Jordan, and again, Jordan's a rookie, and he's not playing behind bums. He's on the number 3-seeded Milwaukee Bucks. That kind of going back to the texture, that's a little more to answer that question also. I mean, it's the NBA, man. Like, you know, it's tough to tough
you
get on the
guard
floor.
Jimmy Butler, you can guard almost anybody just because Jimmy's like one of the most physical guys in the game.
I didn't say Jordan could guard Jimmy Butler. Right. I didn't say that.
It was, it's one of those things
that I think
like,
he could score on him.
Yeah, no, that's my
but
point.
But he's still one of the most tenacious defenders, you are, too.
No, yeah, more so, probably.
I said Jimmy Butler, he can go get buckets on anybody on the planet, you know, like, that's
well,
not
he's
what
a guy
saying.
That almost picks on, like, younger guys, like, in the sense, like, because I remember that was his big dispute when he went to Minnesota and had the whole issue there. It was that Karl-Anthony Towns and Wiggins weren't really that NBA mold of a player yet, mentality yet, and he couldn't take the younger kids not being 110%.
See, I think Jordan can handle his own. Put it this way. Jordan's not going to back down on the offensive end going at Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
He's going to draw fouls on Jimmy Butler or score buckets on him too. So it's not gonna, I'm not just going to like Jimmy Butler's not going to torch Jordan and be like, "Y'all better get this rookie off me." You know what I'm saying? It's not it's not going to look like that. But Jimmy Butler's a monster still. Yeah. Like so absolutely. Yeah. I just wanted to make sure like we know that yeah, he's not going to be a pushover, but I'll keep my eye open on Milwaukee if I were you. I can't believe we went a whole first hour and we haven't gotten to the meat of the in potatoes. By the way, people, the phone line is going to be open in the second half, in the second hour of the show. Feel free to use it. 8150-939 is the number. 3831-939 is that text line. YouTube channel is up and running, made for the Ville. Middays with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville.